Okay, Rabbi, it looks like Zos Chanukah. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Mem Beis. I do have to apologize if you hear some yelling in the background. There's a Chanukah party going on in the next building over, and they're so loud. They have like a loudspeaker, but I couldn't wait much longer to record the shiur because I don't want to do it at 11, 12 at night. So if you hear them behind me, so I do apologize. They are quite the lively bunch. Anyway, today's daf is Bava Kama, as you said, Bava Kama daf Mem Beis. We're here on Mem Aleph on the Beis. excuse me. And we're darshening out from the pasuk, right? We said, "V'ki yigach shoras ish o es isha v'meis." Right? If a shor gores somebody and kills them, so kol yisakal the shor gets killed. V'lo yachel es pizaro, it's asr ba'ana. V'bal ashor naki, and the owner of the shor, right, is free from the death penalty, right? But obviously you'd pay kofar, etc. So we'll be darshening that out a little bit, and we're going to do some more of that right now. So we're at the two dots, a little bit smack in the middle of Mem Aleph. Amar Beis Tanur Rabbanan Olam D'Nabraisa Ubal Ashor Naki Rabbi Elazar Omer Naki Michatzi Kofer. The drasha that Rabbi Elazar makes from that pasuk is that the owner is potter from paying half kofer. Right? Again, why in the world would you pay half kofer? So if it's a short tom that kills somebody, that gores somebody, you're not going to pay half kofer. You might have thought just like by a tam pays chatzi nezek, right, so too by a tam pays chatzi kofer. Obviously, a shor muad that kills somebody is going to pay full kofer. Right, if a shor muad kills somebody, so Rabbi Elazar says the pasuk teaches me that that's not true by a short tam. A short tam, there's no such thing. Right, as chatzi, as half kofar. So I'm allowed Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, "Valo atzmo im mishdalim el megufo." So Rabbi Kiva says, "Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that a short tom is not going to be half kofar?" Again, if the shore kills somebody, right? Again, remember the pasuk, right? You're going to kill the shore. We learned yesterday that it's aser behadna, right? So the shore itself is worthless. You kill it, you're not allowed to use it for anything. So we said a halacha of a short tom, right, is that you pay chatzi nezek migufo, right, from the body, right, of the shore. So Rabbi Kiva says, I understand, why do you need a posse to tell me you can't pay kofar? What are you going to do? Pay half kofar from the body of the shore? The shore is also bad enough. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says, right? Hello, who atzmai in mishtal and migufo, right, by a tam, you're only going to pay chatzinezik from the goof of the shore. Have you ever the yishalim lecha? Okay, fine. He says it like tongue in cheek. Like, let's bring the shore and he'll pay from it. But what do you mean pay from it? You can't pay anything from it. Right? It's God. It's asr bana. You can't just say, obviously, there's not going to be any need to teach me that you have to pay chatzikofer, or that you don't have to pay chatzikofer. So I'm like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, no. He said, what are you talking about? Akiva or Beikiva? We're going to have two responses, potentially, Rabbi Elazar said, right? Two versions of his response. First version was kachani beinecha shadine bazeh shechayev misa, right? What, come on, give me a little credit, Rabbi Elazar says. I'm not talking about a scenario where the shor was judged and actually put to death and it became aser ba'ana. Right? Ain dini ela shehim is adam al pi erechad or al pi bailim. Right? I'm just saying in a scenario where the shor does not get killed, like, for example, and the two examples that we're going to bring in this version of his response is there was an eid echad, there was only one witness that saw it, or that the owners admitted, right, that's what happened. Right, so you're not going to kill the shor in that case. So maybe you had a havah, meaning that maybe, right, you should pay chatzi kofer. The pasuk teaches us, right, that you don't. Good. So the Gemara says, well, just to address one of those scenarios, I'll be by the mode of a knasu. Well, if the owner, right, the example that you give, Rabbi Elazar, right, if is that the owner told us that it happened, well, that's a mode of a knas, right? We said that kufra is a knas, right? According to some opinions, so the Gemara just simply says kasava kufra kapara, right? So you must hold it that therefore kofar is not a knas, is not a fine, right? We know the mode of a knas is pater, but again, he must hold it, right? Must be holding that a kofar is a kapara, not a fine. So even if a bailim came and admitted, they would have to pay it. Tanya idach, another version of the response that Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Akiva is Amar lo Rabbi Elazar Akiva kachani beinecha, right, shadini bezeh shechayev misa, right, give me a little credit. I'm not talking about a shor that was actually chayev misa and got put to death. That's bad. No, ain dini el b'miskavin la'arugas abahema v'arugas adam, right, the mitzvah v'arug Yisrael v'l'nefelim harug ben kayama, right. My case is where the shor intended to kill something else, ended up killing a person, either an animal or a person, or a mitzvah, which is a non-Jew and a Jew, or a baby that was going to die, Rechman al-Tzlan, and a baby that was going to live. Right? In all those scenarios, right, the shor is not going to get killed. Therefore, theoretically, you could have collected migufo from the body of the shor. So, hi, Amar Le Reisha, the Gemara says. Which one? Apparently, Gemara assumes that Rabbi Elazar actually said both of these. As opposed to sometimes when we, you know, have two versions of what actually happened. Apparently, Gemara assumes that he said both of these. So, which one did he say first? Rav Kahana, Mishmei d'Rava, Amar Miskavin, Amar Leberesha. He said the one of Miskavin, meaning that the short had a kavana to hit this and it hit that. I.e., he said the second one first. Rav Tevyomi, Mishmei d'Rava, Amar Hamis, Amar Leberesha. No, yeah, the first one when he killed, right? There was Eid Echad or whatever. The first one is the one he said first. Rav Kahana, Mishmei d'Rava, Amar Miskavin, Amar Leberesha. The second one was first. Mashal Tzai Jishol Adagim in Ayam. The mashal is that you have a fisher who is fishing from the sea. And Mishkach Rabbi Ravi Shakil Zutri Shakil. And he finds large fish when he takes it. And he finds small fish and he takes it also. So meaning that Gemara basically is assuming that the second one was better because there was no response to it. There was no retort. Meaning he didn't say, oh, one of the examples you gave were lousy like we did in the first time when we kind of attacked his Alpi Bailim example. So theoretically, the second one was better. So simply the mashal is that the fisherman finds big fish. He also just takes the small fish along with him. So he said the second answer, and he kind of just mentioned the first answer, even though there was a kash on it. If the Yomim between the Rav Amar, he says no, him is Amar Leberesha. He said the first one, then he said the second one. First one, which was not as good. Mashal Tzayis Shol Adagim in Ayam. Again, same mashal as someone's fishing. Mishkach Zutri Shako. When he finds small ones, right before he gets the big ones, obviously he's going to keep the small ones. Mishkach Ravavi, then when he finds big fish, Shali Zutra Vishako Ravavi, then he throws away the small ones he got, right? And he only keeps like the big fish. So too, right? He started off with the mediocre answer and then ended up with a better answer. Okay. Tani Yudach, another drasha that we're learning out from Balashor Naki. What does that teach me? Balashor Naki, Rabbi Yosei, Luvi Omer Naki Midvei Vlado. So the shore, or the owner of the shore, is not going to have to pay, right, if Rahman Aslan, the shore, right, knocks out or hits a pregnant woman and she loses the baby. Now that is a halacha that is stated by two men fighting, right? If two men are fighting, right, and they hit a pregnant woman and she miscarries, and the woman doesn't die as because of it, so you're going to have to pay, right, the value to made vodas. You have to pay the value of the fetus, Rahman Aslan, the value of the baby that was lost. Rabbi Yossi Aglubi says that if a shore gores a pregnant woman and she loses the baby, God forbid, so then there's no Dmei Vlados, there is no payment like that. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Rehu Omer, Kinasu Nashim. Rabbi Kiva said, you don't need an extra pasuk to teach me that a shore that hits a pregnant woman and causes to lose the fetus, that he doesn't pay Dmei Vlados? Right, the pasuk says, when men are fighting, anashim v'loshvarim, what do you mean? We're not talking about oxen, we're talking about people. You don't need a drasha. The pasuk says, people are fighting, doesn't apply to ox. So the Gemara says, shabbat kamalei Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, that's a pretty good shot. I mean, why in the world would you need a drasha, an extra drasha to teach me? So I'm ravula, reider avidi, itzrich. Actually, we do need that extra drasha. Because you might have thought to say, anashim v'loshvarim hadomim la'anashim. Now, you might have thought that Shvarim, right? Some shores, some oxen are like people. How so? People, right? We know the halacha. Adam muad la'olam. A person is always a muad, right? So maybe you might have thought that a shore muad is similar to a person, right? That we said when we darshan out people and not shvarim, that means we're darshaning out people pay this demei vlados, but shvarim that are similar to people don't. So ma'anashim muadim ha'shvarim muadim. So just like, right, people who are muad, so too shvarim do have to pay. And therefore, shvarim that are like people, that are shvar muad, doesn't have to pay. But hatam mechayev. But a tam which is not like an adam hamazik, right, and maybe he should have to pay. So therefore, because of Ramana, therefore the Torah says, bala shorna ki depatra. Therefore the Torah tells me that no, that the owner does not have to pay in a scenario where a short tam, right, kills a woman, and Rahman Slan, she loses the baby. Amar Rav, Rav said, what are you talking about? Yatziba ba'ara v'giru b'shmei shmaya. Right, you have, literally means the person who lives in the city is on the ground, and the guest in the city is in the sky. Meaning, what that phrase means that is basically, you're telling me that a tam, you might have been more machmir. Right, we're always more machmir, we're always more stringent, and machmir, yeah, that's the word. We're always more machmir by a shor muad. Shur Muad is only, except for Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to watch it as much, okay, based on Sukkim, but we're always machmir by Shur Muad. You pay more, you don't have to pay me, you have to pay me an aliyah, you don't have to pay me gufo, We're always more machmir about muad. Now you tell me we had a havamina that a short muad would not pay for tamei vlados, but a short tam would pay for tamei vlados? That doesn't make sense. If a short muad doesn't have to pay tamei vlados, obviously a short tam doesn't have to pay right for the fetus. So elos, or rather, Rava says no. It's drich. You still need this pasuk, Rabbi Yosef Glili, to tell me you don't pay tamei vlados for a short that gores. Salta the chamina, because you might have thought, say anashim v'loshvarim hadomim la anashim. Am I anashim muadim afshvar muadim? Again, same Joshua, same kind of lima we had before. You might have thought that it says people and not shor, i.e. a people and not a shor muad, and kava chomer, a shor tam is potter. So hadar kavser rachmana bala shor naki, tam potter muad chayev. And therefore, when it says that bala shor naki, the owner of the shor, is potter, that teaches me that only a short time is potter, and actually a short muad is chayev. So it's kind of like a bit of a weird drasha. Rabbi Yosef Glili, right? He had said that teaches me that naki mitmei vlados, that bala shor nachi teaches me that you don't have to pay tmei vlados. That's only talking about a short time, but a short muad would actually have to pay tmei vlados. Said el miata, why don't we say so? The same thing. By boshes, right? Boshes is one of the payments that a man pays if he damages somebody, right? Is it for embarrassment? And the drasha says that the Torah says that a person pays that. Anashim v'lo shvarim domim la'anashim. Ma anashim v'adim ma shvarim v'adim. Kavachomer the time of the p'tiri. Kavachomer, the Torah tells us that it's only people who pay boshes. And, you know, therefore you tell me that the oxen similar to men, right, shor muad doesn't have to pay. Also doesn't have to pay, and kavachomer a short tam doesn't have to pay, and then hadar kasim rachmana balashonaki tam muad tam pater muad chayev. Maybe that pasuk then teaches me that a short tam is pater, but a short muad is chayev. If you tame achinamin, if you tell me that really a short muad does pay boshes, right? Again, the boshes we need to have kavana to not necessarily to embarrass, but a kavana to damage, right? That we saw earlier. And maybe a short muad which has kavana to damage, right? Short tam does also, but a short muad, let's say, does have kavana to damage. And you should pay boshes. That can't be true, though. Right? It's not true. Right? If you tell me, maybe it is true. If that's true, you're like, listen, Bala Shor Naki, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Lover Potem David Vlados, Umboshes. Umi Boshes. Rabbi Yosef Glili would have mentioned it. El Abai Rava Damar Tavayer. So Abai and Rava get together. Right? They have their whole, right? They had a whole fight over here. Now they come and get together and they say that Anashim Ein Ason Beisha Ye Anshu. Yeshes on beisha loy anshu by anashim, by people, right, that the, if the woman, right, doesn't in ason beisha, if the woman doesn't die, so then ye anshu, then they get to pay the, then they have to pay, right, for dmei vlados, right, because there's no kim lev derabmine, because you're not going to kill the person who killed the woman, because right, the woman's still alive, so you're just going to make it, it's just a monetary payment, it's just damages. Yesh ason beisha, if the woman does die, then loy anshu, then they're not going to pay, right, for the tamei vlados, because they get put to death, right, for killing a woman. The lo shvarim, that does not apply to shores. That's where the drasha is. It does not apply to oxen. The afal gav, deish asan ye anshu, because even if they kill the woman, they also, right, theoretically, would have to pay tamei vlados, and therefore, the kasa rachmana, the Torah said, balash ravaki, I did potter. Therefore, the Torah tells me, in that case, where rachmana suddenly killed the woman, and there's a miscarriage, you're not going to have to pay. Right, the owner of the shore is not going to have to pay for the tamei vlados. Mazgul, Rav Adar Bar Ava said, one second, not to be awesome, tell you, Milsa. Really? The ptur is only based on the fact that the woman died? Right, but Kavana tell you, Milsa. What do you mean? It all depends, right, on the intention. Right? If he intended to kill a person, right, you're going to have kimle. Right? But it doesn't seem to imply, right, that if the woman died, and therefore it's... I mean, the pasuk is not implying that if you're going to kill the woman, you're going to get putter from the payment. Right? You can't. That's not the kavana of the pasuk. Right? That's not. It seems just telling me that if you happen to jostle a pregnant woman, if you hit a pregnant woman and she loses the baby, you have to pay the tamei vlados. It's not saying, oh, if there's kimle, right? It's not bechal, right? It's not bechal shaykh, right? We're talking about the intention over there, not the fact that it happened to have happened. Because if a person intended to kill somebody, then they get chayav misa. If they were fighting with somebody else, right? The context of the pasuk over there, two men are fighting, and they happen to hit a pregnant woman, she loses the baby. Well, if they would kill her, they wouldn't get put to death, because it's not intention, right? They didn't have, it wasn't mazid, it was maybe shogeg or onus, whatever, but that's not what's going on over there in the pasuk, to tell me that there's going to be kimle, and that's going to be the whole limud to a shore. Allah Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava, so Rav Adar Bar Ava says, Anashim ki nizkavnu zelazeh, by a case of men fighting, people fighting, if they have intention to kill each other, afagav sheyesh asun beisha, yei ansu. But even if they accidentally hit the pregnant woman, right, they're not going to get put to death, and therefore they're going to have to pay, right, the dmei vlados. Even if they kill her, even if they kill a woman by accident. Kinis kamnu leisha atzma, if they intend to kill the woman herself, lo yanshu, they don't have to pay dmei vlados, because then kimle b'rav mine, because they're going to get put to death. Velo shvarim, but that is not the same by shvarim, right? He's wording it slightly differently. Tafilu niskavnu leisha atzma, because even if they intended to kill the woman, so that yanshu, they're going to have to pay dmei vlados, they're going to have to pay, right, for the fetus that she loses. Kasar rachmanas, and therefore the Torah had to write bar l'shor naki d'ptiri. Therefore, the Torah had to tell me that in that case, where the shor gore the woman, she lost the baby, that she's not going to, they're not going to have to pay for dmei vlados. V'chein ki asa rochagai midroma, when rochagai came from the south, in the yeshiva in the south of, or, you know, Be'er Sheva, whatever. Ki asa ve'aisi masnisa biyode, he came and he brought a mishnah, or a brisa, probably more accurately, biyode, kavase derev ada bar ava, right, that was exactly like Rav Ada bar Ava taught. Good. Okay. Tani yidach, another drasha from this pasuk, bar l'shor naki, Rabbi Kiva omer naki mitmei Evid, that he doesn't have to pay for, if you may evid, if you kill a slave, if a shor muad kills, excuse me, if a shor muad kills a slave, so then you have to pay shloshim shkalim, right, regardless of what the slave is worth. So again, the pashas is right. We're not talking about a shor muad here. We're talking about a shor tam, right? So again, that pasuk teaches me that the owner of a shor tam is not going to be chayav to pay shloshim shkalim. Okay, even Neima Rabbi Kiva Lenafshe. So the Gemara says, one second, hold on. But Rabbi Kiva could ask all the kashas Rabbi Kiva asked in Rabbi Lezer, right? He could ask on himself. Right? Why didn't Rabbi Kiva say, one second, a short time, only pay me gufo? And now, since it killed somebody, it's going to get put to death, right? It's going to be Asr Behana. So where are you getting, right, this Shloshim Shkolim, right, Le'eved, right? You would only theoretically get it from the body of the shore, from the gufo of the shore, and now the shore is Asr Behana. So Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, Kishakadim Balav Vishachto. The case is where, yeah, in a Hanami, right, the owner of the ox realized what was going over here, what was happening over here, and he ran ahead, right, and he shechted the shore before it was the psak din was handed down. So again, then it's not Asr Behana. So by the time you might have thought Mishtal Mine, therefore Kamash Malan. So you might have thought that you should pay from the gufa shore, so therefore Kamash Malan, right, that is not true. Ho Barkatal, who, since the shore, the chore is Chay Misa, right, for killing a person, for killing a slave, for killing the Eved, Afagad the Shachte, even though, right, you shechted it, right, lo l'shtalim mine, right, you can't, you're not going to pay, right, the Shloshim Shkalim, so therefore, right, there's no payment for that. So, Yachi, if that's true, the Rabbi Elazar, Nami Shekhad the Shachte. Well, why didn't Rabbi Elazar give that answer? So, the Gemara says, Echanami, he could have, in Echanami, he could have. The Savar, Rabbi Kiva thought, Dilma Isle Taima Chuna de Alef Mihai Venemele, right? Rabbi thought maybe Rabbi Elazar give him a better reason, right? Give him a better answer. In terms of the this case over here, because we're going to see in a second, right, that there is actually a kasha, right, there's a problem actually with saying that is the case where the guy jumped ahead and shechted the shore right before his second basins. Rabbi Elazar name a lishne le shekadam shechto. So one Rabbi Elazar, say that answer Rabbi Kiva with us as a case where he was shechted before the what's called. It was passed down. The psak was passed down. So Amar Lacha, he would say to you, Hasam over there. In that case, who didn't come in the auto? Because Behemah Vargas Adam. Meaning only in that case, right? Where the ox, again, whatever it does, just say, he intended to kill an animal and kill the person. The short lab bal kotelu klal. Right? You're not going to kill the short at all. Sakotai de chamina nechayev. You might have thought that the owner should pay chatzi kofar, like we said before. It's yitzrach kolad mute, but therefore you need a pasuk. Aval hacha, but over here, the main karabar gadalahu, but over here, like, what happened? The short killed somebody on purpose, right? It was chayiv misa, but the owner kind of jumped in and shafted it before he got put to death. But it's actually chayiv misa. So let's try kura, afal gav de shafte. You don't need a pasuk to teach me you're not going to pay. Even in the case where you know the owner jumped in and shechted the shore, the Rabbi Kiva name vade hari so hari hava, right? The Kodem Rabbi Kiva, right? That Pasha says that's also true. Right? So why didn't right? That's also should be. Why does Rabbi Kiva need his drasha right in his case? I say Allah Maravashi. Ravashi says hi milsam mipi the gaber Rabbi Shmieli right umani. Umanu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Right, I heard this from a great man. It was Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. He explains how the Chaim that you might have thought again that Eichon Avi that you're going to kill the shor, right, for killing the Eved. You might have thought that you have to pay the thirty shloshim shkalim, right? Holom the Amar Rabbi Kiva to aftam shechava ba'adam mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. Since Rabbi Kiva's shita is that if a shor tam kills somebody, you pay mezek shalim, right? Just as if it was the same, same if it was muad. So mishalim nami. Right, demei eved me'aliyah. So too, you should pay demei eved. Right, so the kasher rachmana. Therefore, the Talmud says balashor naki. Amar leir Rabbi Zeira leir Rashi. Vatari Rabbi Kiva legezize. One second, Rabbi Kiva already it literally means he's punched himself in the face or blunted his teeth or something like that. But he already said something else that kind of knocks us out. That kind of doesn't really help. The Tanya is meaning that has a problem with him with this pshat. The Tanya, as we learned in our Braisa, okay, Rabbi Kiva, Omar Yochel Yishalim Min Aliyah. You might have thought that if, again, you would pay Min Aliyah by a Shor Tam. Tam Aloma, therefore, the Pazik says, Kamashpat Zay Yaselo, right? B'migufu Mishalim Inu Mishalim Min Aliyah. And Rabbi Kiva says, Inachanam, you pay to Nezik Shalim, right? But you pay Migufo, right? So Tam is always Migufo. Right, so that's going to mess things up over here, right? Then obviously the shore is chayv misa, right? It's also bad. No, you can't get mingufo. So therefore, Rava says that Istrich, really we need the pasuk for Rabbi Kiva, right? For this, because sagudai the chamina, you might have thought to say ho machmirani eved yosef ben chorin. You might have thought in an eved it is more machmir, right, than a ben chorin, than a free person. Right, ben chorin yafa sela nosin sela. Right, shloshin nosin shloshin, because if a shor kills a person, so you give the value of the person. If he's worth a sela, you give a sela. If he's worth shloshin, you give a shloshin. Right, v'eved, but by a slave, yaf a sela nosin shloshin. Right, mishdalim nami. So mishdalim meaning by an eved, you're always going to pay shloshin mimamashach, even if he's worth a sela. So mishdalim nami d'mei eved min aliyah. So since you're more machmir by an eved, you might have thought you should also pay min aliyah, right, from your best property, from extra above and beyond migufo by an eved. So the kasher achmana. Therefore, the pasuk tells us balashor naki that you don't have to pay, right, min aliyah. In this case, really it's migufo, and since the shor is also bahana, right, you're not going to end up paying anything. Tani kavas the rava, and this is actually there's a brisa that supports rava. Balashor naki, Rabbi Kiva omer naki min d'mei eved. Again, that's our drasha. The Rabbi Kiva says that you're not going to have to pay for the d'mei eved if the shor kills an eved, v'halo dinu. But one second, it's logical. It's a kal v'chomer. Hol v'chiyev be'eved chiyev ben chorin. Since you're chayev, right, by to pay both in the case if he kills an eved and if he kills a regular person, right, again, a kofer by a regular person and the shloshim shkalim by 30 shekel by an eved, right, ma shechiyev ben chorin chilakta bo bein tam lemuad, right, just like meaning why there's a difference. I mean, that you're only going to pay kofar if it's a muad and not by if it's a tam. So afke shechiv eved nichalik bo bin tam lemuad. So too, right, you should say that there's a difference between a tam and a muad, right? If you're going to pay the shloshim shkalim, the old kav v'chomer and another kav v'chomer could teach me ma ben chorin shnosin kol shvuyov chalak to bo bin tam lemuad. By a case of a ben chorin where you're going to pay the entire value, right, of a person, you're going to differentiate between tam and muad. Tam is not going to pay, and the muad is. But a slave is only going to pay 30. Certainly, by an eved, would you cap his value? You only pay him pay 30. Certainly, you should say that only applies by muad and not a tam. So therefore, lo. So the Gemara says no. That logic is no good because there's a chumra of an eved more than a ben chorin. Shben chorin yafe sela notin sela shloshim notin shloshim. Because a regular person, whatever he's worth, you pay. If he's in a sela, you pay a sela. If it's 30, you pay 30. The eved, but by a slave, yafe sela notin shloshim. If he's only worth sela, right, you're still going to pay shloshim. You're still going to pay 30. Yachol hu chayev. So therefore, you might have thought that you should be mechayev in a case of a tam, in addition to the case of a muad. If he kills an eved, therefore the pasuk says, right, balashor naki naki mid me eved. Therefore, the pasuk again, that's exactly how Rav explained Rabbi Kiva. Right, that the pasuk has to tell me that you're not going to pay in a scenario where with a shor tam gores and eved, you're not going to pay shloshim shkalim. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots, and we'll go by to the other gishas tomorrow on the last day, right, of Chanukah. Right, the lichtige Chanukah. We'll be here b'saras tovos and b'zochad to hear of the gula shleima b'mehir b'karov. Amen. Ken Yiratzon.